Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hello, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey, welcome back to Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your bluegrass briefing for Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Particular welcome to new listeners. I got quite a few new listeners in January last year and again this year, and I think it's because people are getting their instruments out, making resolutions, finding new things. So yeah, welcome. Always good to have new people here. Just a bit of a recap for those who are relatively new. How this works is every Monday there's one of these, Bluegrass Briefing, and that's me giving you a roundup of news, what's going on in the world of bluegrass, any tours, any new releases, all that kind of stuff. So there's one of these every week. And then on a Wednesday, I either release an interview with somebody or a set of tunes for the Jam Along stuff. Mostly interviews. I'm going to try and do a set of tunes once a month. I think that's probably a good balance because there's loads of tunes on the podcast now. But I'm going to stick to that. And yeah, go back and check bluegrassjamalong.com. All the past interviews are on there. Loads of good stuff. Sign up for the mailing list. I will let you know what's coming out. But yeah, welcome. It's good to have you here. Before we start on sort of news and announcements, I just want to let you know about a couple of bits. If you missed the first episode of the Earl Scruggs 100th birthday tribute, that is out now on the podcast, featuring Tony Trischka, Anna Mundy and Kristen Scott Benson, and that was a lot of fun. Episode 2 is already, bar a couple of edits, and that is going to be Alison Brown, Jerry Douglas and Tim O'Brien. That comes out on Wednesday. And I'm actually going to get to see Tim O'Brien here in London on Tuesday night, which is great. I spoke to Tim before Christmas for the Earl thing, but he's playing here in London on Tuesday. And actually tomorrow I'm seeing Sarah Giroux, so there's lots of good stuff going on at the moment. But yeah, so Earl Scruggs stuff, that's most of what's coming up at the moment on the podcast, so keep your ears peeled for all of that. And as I say, sign up for the mailing list. I'll let you know what's coming when. But let's crack on with Church Street News, which is the news and announcements. So this is Church Street News, news and announcements. And the first thing, Earl Scruggs Centre have released the tickets and the lineup for the 2024 Centre Stage Concert Series. And that's going to involve Trey Wellington Band, Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius, Laura Boozinger and Josh Goforth, Black Opry in June, July's Larry and Joe, August the 8th is Kristen Scott Benson and Friends. And that will obviously be a bunch of special stuff because they're celebrating Earl's 100th birthday year. So lots of Earl celebrations going on. So go over and check those out. I'll stick a link to their website in the show notes. But yeah, Earl Scruggs Centre, their website is the place to go. Tickets are out for that now. Also coming up, there's a new Sierra Ferrell record called Trail of Flowers, which is out March 22nd. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where she heads with this next one. Had a huge year or two. Be really interesting to see where she goes next. But yeah, those two things. Scruggs Centre dates are out now, and the new Sierra Ferrell record is coming in a couple of months. So this is The Grass Is New, and this is music that is out now for you to go and wrap your ears around. And the first thing is Kyle Tuttle's second single from the new album Labour of Lust. This is called Trailer in Boulder Canyon. It's out, it's on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist, and for those of you that are new, it's a Spotify playlist and there's a link in the show notes, and it's called The Grass Is Mostly New because it's going to be new releases and every week I'll be adding some more stuff to it. And I do one a year, and this is the one for this year, so there's not much on it yet, but there's this week's new releases, last week's new releases, and there's lots more coming. But I also just check in bits and pieces that I'm talking about in these episodes that, in between. It's not all brand new, but most of it will be. So Kyle Tuttle's single Trailer in Boulder Canyon is on there now, and that's great. Really enjoying that. I talked to Kyle last week, and he is going to be in the third episode of the Earl Scruggs 100th birthday tribute. But also, we did a longer chat as well, so we can talk about that album that he's got coming up. next month, and that's going to be out in a few weeks, so keep your ears peeled for that. A really interesting chat. Talked to Carl about his record. We had a bit of a chat about Earl Scruggs, talked a bit about playing with Molly Tuttle's band. Really exciting banjo player, and it's a really good record, really varied, really interesting. So look out for that. That's going to be cool. So yeah, his single's out. There's also a new single, Got Anything But The Truth, from Thomas Cassell. I saw Thomas play in Raleigh when I was at IBMA. I'd been to see Jake Eddy play, and he was on after, and he was great. Really, really enjoyed that. And this is a great new single as well. It's got Ronnie McCrory, Tim Stafford on it, Ron Stewart, Rob Ikes, Bronwyn Keith Hines is on that. And that's a great track. And the third thing this week is Bronwyn's own new single called Will You Ever Be Mine. She's got a new record in the works, featuring some more vocals, which is cool. It's great to hear her sing. So yeah, that's in the playlist too. So Carl Tuttle's track, the Thomas Cassell track, and the new Bronwyn Keith Hines, which is great as well. They're all in the playlist. Go and have a listen to those. And then up next is Scroll On Buddy, and this is just some stuff that I have seen while I've been idly scrolling through my phone on Instagram that I thought you might have missed and might be interested in. And it's actually a couple of articles from Bluegrass Situation, always fascinating, always full of interesting stuff. And the first one is a great piece by Rachel Bayman, who I've had on the podcast last year, you may remember. She wrote a great piece on Brittany Haass joining Punch Brothers. I love Brittany, I love Punch Brothers, I love Rachel Bayman, so that's a really good read. Do go and read that. I'll stick a link in the show notes to that. Go and check that out. It was interesting when Brittany joined the band, I talked to Gabe Witcher about leaving Punch Brothers. I think it was about 3 days after his final show with them. So that's like back there in the podcast as well. For any of you Punch fans who missed that, go and check that out. That was good. But yeah, great piece by Rachel. Go and read that. And the other thing on Bluegrass Situation is another former guest on this podcast, Tristan Scroggins, wrote a great piece about sort of bluegrass related creators, bloggers, YouTubers, people you can go and check out, making interesting content right now. So I'll stick a link into that as well. Tristan's a great writer as well as a great musician. And always interesting to see what he's got to say. So yeah, those two Bluegrass Situation pieces, go and have a look at those. And that just brings us on to the sort of In My Ears this bit, In My Ears This Week section, which is what I've been listening to, which is not necessarily new or, you know, newsworthy or whatever, but just some stuff that I've been listening to, and it's nice to shout a few things out and see if other people might enjoy them too. And this week I got a bunch of CDs. I was chatting to somebody who was getting rid of a load of stuff, sent me a list, and I picked out a few bits, and I got an album called Meeting on Southern Soil by Norman Blake and Peter Ostrusko, that I'd heard of but I hadn't heard, and I love it. It's great, it's really good. It's really kind of, there's some great tunes on it, some twisty things, some interesting things, and there's a great track on it called President Richard Milhouse Nixon's Hornpipe. It's a great tune, and this might not make much sense to most of you in the States, but there was a TV program called Mr. Ben that was on TV when I was a kid over here in the UK, about a guy that went into a fancy dress shop every week and changed into a different outfit and went off and had an adventure based on that outfit. And it had the most amazing music, like twisty, turny, chromatic, slightly old, slightly slinky theme tune that I just loved. And this reminds me of that a lot. It's twisty, it doesn't go where your ear expects it to. It's a lot of fun. And I've put it on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist. You can have a listen to that as well. So do go and check that out. It's a great record, Norman Blake and Peter Ostrusko. Yeah, some of you will know that. It's new to me, but I love it. Really, really cool. But that is it for this week. Keep your ears peeled for the next bunch of Earl Scruggs stuff. I think there's going to be four episodes of the Earl Scruggs stuff, because there's some really interesting people still to come on that. As always, go to the website, find the old episodes, download some chord sheets for the tracks you want to jam along with, add yourself to the mailing list so I can let you know what's coming up, and yeah, enjoy the podcast. It's good to have you here. There's lots of great stuff coming this year, and I'm very much enjoying putting these together. So I will see you all next time. Have a great week. Happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.